圣典谱曲梵歌第四章第十四节，永不，
永
不，妈，
咪，
咪，
我，
Karmani,
Karmani,
all kinds of work,
all kinds of work, 各种活动，
各种活动
，Limbanti,
Limbanti,
do affect,
do affect,
影响，
影响
，na,
na,
nor,
nor, 也不，
也不
，may,
may.
My,
my,
我的，
我的
，Karmapale,
Karmapale,
intuitive action,
intuitive actions, 在功利性活动中，
在功利性活动中
，Spriha,
Spriha,
aspiration,
aspiration,
希望得到，
希望得到
，Iti,
Iti,
thus,
thus,
如此，
如此。
Mom.
Mom.
Me.
Me.
我。
我。
Ya.
Ya.
One who.
One who.
谁。
谁。
Abhijanati.
Abhijanati.
Does know.
Does know.
知道。
知道。
Karma be.
Karma be.
By the reaction of such work.
By the reaction of such work.由于这些活动的反应。
那。
那。
Never.
Never.
永不。
永不。
Sa.
Sa.
He.
He.
他。
他。
Badyate.
Badyate.
Becomes entangled.
Becomes entangled. 变得受束缚。
变得受束缚。
Translation.There is no work that affects me, nor do I aspire for the fruits of action. One who understands this truth about me also does not become entangled in the fruitive reactions of work.
译文：我不受任何活动的影响，也不追求活动的结果。了解关于我这一真理的人，不再受活动报应的束缚。
How should we do this? Should I read the email? Huh?Do one sentence at a time? Read the whole. Okay. As there are constitutional laws in the material world stating that the king can do no wrong, or that the king is not subject to the state laws, similarly the Lord, although he is the creator of this material world, is not affected by the activities of the material world. He creates, remains aloof from the creation.Whereas the living entities are entangled in the fruitive results of material activities because of their propensity for lording it over material resources. The proprietor of an establishment is not responsible for the right and wrong activities of the workers, but the workers are themselves responsible. The living entities are engaged in the respective activities of sense gratification, and these activities are not ordained by the Lord.For advancement of sense gratification, the living entities are engaged in the work of this, work of this world, and they aspire to heavenly happiness after death. The Lord, being full in himself, has no attraction for so-called heavenly happiness. The heavenly demigods are only his engaged servants. The proprietor never desires the low-grade happiness such as the workers may desire. He is aloof from the material actions and reactions.For example, the rains are not responsible for different types of vegetation that appear on the earth, although without such rains there is no possibility of vegetative growth. Vedic Smriti confirms this fact as follows, Nimitta matram eva asa shridyanam sarga karmani pradhana karani bhuta yato vai shridya saktaya. In the material creations, the Lord is only the supreme cause,The immediate cause is material nature, by which the cosmic manifestation is made visible. The creative beings are of many varieties, such as the demigods, human beings, and lower animals, and all of them are subject to the reactions of their past good or bad activities. The Lord only gives them the proper facilities for such activities and the regulations of the modes of nature,But he is never responsible for their past and present activities. In the Vedanta Sutra, it is confirmed by Shamya Narayanye Na Sapekshat, but the Lord is never partial to any living entity. Living entity is responsible for his own acts. The Lord only gives him facilities through the agency of material nature, the external energy. Anyone who is fully conversant with all the intricacies of this law of karma.Affirmative activities does not become affected by the results of his activities. In other words, the person who understands this transcendental nature of the Lord is an experienced man in Krishna consciousness, and thus he is never subjected to the laws of karma. One who does not know the transcendental nature of the Lord and who thinks that the activities of the Lord are aimed at affirmative results, as are the activities of the ordinary living entities, certainly becomes entangled himself in affirmative reactions.For one who knows the supreme truth is a liberated soul fixed in Krishna consciousness.
经典佛经翻译的第四章第十四节要旨，正如物质世界的宪法中说明的，国王不会犯错， 或者说国王不受国家法律的制约。同样，至尊主虽然是这个物质世界的创造者，但却不受物质世界的活动的影响。他创造，但却独立地存在于创造物之外。然而，生物因为有支配物质资源的倾向，所以受物质活动结果的束缚。工厂的主人不对工人活动的对错负责，工人必须自己承担责任。生物沉溺在自己的感官享乐活动中，但至尊主并没有命令他们这样做。为了得到进一步的感官享乐，生物从事这个世界的活动，并渴望死后能得到天堂般的快乐。至尊主本身因为完全满足，所以对所谓天堂般的快乐不感兴趣。天堂的半神人只不过是至尊主的仆人，工厂的主人永远不会去追求手下工人所追求的低级快乐。至尊主超越物质的活动和报应。例如，尽管植物缺了雨水就不能生长，但雨水不负责各种植物的生长。在韦陀文献这样证实说，在物质创造中，至尊主只是至高无上的原因，物质自然是静音，是物质自然使宇宙展示出来的。被创造的众生种类繁多，有半神人、人类和低等动物等，他们都受制于各自善恶活动的报应。至尊主只是给他们进行这些活动所需的便利条件和自然属性法则，但他永远不会对他们过去和现在的活动负责。在《终极韦陀经》Vedanta Sutra 的第二篇第一章第34节时确认说，至尊主从不偏袒哪一个生物，生物必须对自己的行为负责。至尊主只通过物质自然这一外在能量给生物提供便利条件。谁如果去完全彻底了解了这条件性的功力活动的定律 Karma 业报定律，谁就可以不受活动结果的影响。换句话说，了解至尊主超然本性的人具有 Krishna 意识，因此永远不受业报定律的束缚。谁如果不了解至尊主的超然本质，以为至尊主的活动与普通生物的活动一样，也是为获得结果而活动，谁就肯定会被业报定律紧紧地束缚住。然而，了解至尊真理的人是具有稳固的 Krishna 意识的解脱灵魂。
Om Gana Mirandasya Vinandana Subhakaya Chaksho Unmilitan Yenatas Maishi Gurubainamaha Ukam Kuroti Vachalam Angam Nangayate Gari Yatkripa Tamaham Vandeshi Gunandinataranam Nama Om Vishnu Vidaya Krishna Prasaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nityananda Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pacharani Nivishesha Sannivari Upasthacharya Sacharani Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasudevi Gaura Bhakti Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Pancha Kappa Guru Vyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyascha Patitana Paramiyo Vaishnavi Finally, Krishna has allowed me, given me the opportunity to do so.
终于呢 ，Krishna 给我这个机会可以这么做。
It's nice to see that you're a very nice new center since the last time I was here.
从上次跟你们见面之后，这次新来你们新的地方是第一次看到，觉得这个地方弄得好。
I'm sure it must have taken a lot of work to.
当然要搬家也是花了很多精神。
Always takes a lot of work to do something of that nature.
对物质自然的这些各种本质要去改变也是很花精神的。
And whatever endeavor was made for establishing this place of worship for Shishi Gaura Dai certainly will not go in vain.
不管在对公立泰所做的各种努力呢，不管怎么样的过程呢，就永远不会有损失的。
We know that endeavors performed for the Lord's pleasure are beneficial for everyone who takes part.
任何人参与呢，对于主的这个活动呢，为了主的快乐而做呢，这永远都是有益处的。
And as Krishna explains in this verse, such endeavors are free from the reactions to prove the results.
那 Krishna 解释说呢，这样的活动呢是没有这个所谓活动结果业报的影响。
Just as Krishna is described in this verse is transcendental to the reactions of this world.
在这节诗里面说到呢 ，Krishna 是超越这个世界的各种的报应或反应。
As he explains in this verse, there's no work that affects me, nor do I aspire for the fruits of work.
Krishna 在这节诗里面说到呢，没有任何活动或工作会影响他，而且他也不会受这个活动的结果所影响。
Krishna says he doesn't become affected by any reactions to work.
那 Krishna 就强调说，他不会受任何活动的结果所影响。
Krishna simply enjoys.
那 Krishna 只是在享受着。
Krishna does something or doesn't do something, there's no consequence.
Krishna 做什么事或不做什么事呢？对他来讲，不需要所谓因或果。
Because, as described here in this commentary, in the beginning of the commentary, that just as the king is not subject to the state laws in the same way, the Lord is not affected by the laws of this world.
那 Krishna 就像这内文 ，Krishna 自己说这样子，就像一个国王呢，他不会受国家的法律所影响。
He is transcendental to the three worlds of nature.
那主呢，他超越这物质自然的三种属性。
So he says that anybody who knows my position, why I come to this world, they also will not have to suffer the consequences of their work.
那 Krishna 又说呢，任何人如果了解到 Krishna 为什么来到这个世界的这个活动呢，这样了解的人呢，他也不会受物质世界的这个活动结果所影响束缚。
Just as explains, as Krishna explains elsewhere, Janma Kama Chame Divyam Even Yogi Tita Tita. That he describes his birth and his activities in this world to be divyam, transcendental.
那这节诗就是说 ，Krishna， 我们可以获得是由于主的仁慈。
How to be unaffected by our work, our endeavors in this world?
就是说，我们怎么样在这个世界里面的活动或努力呢？然后不要受到这个工作跟结果所影响。
Just like if we decide to do something, to create something, or if we decide not to do something, not to work, we will become affected.
我们看看，如果我们自己决定要做什么事啊，或者说我们决定不做什么事，或是不活动，我们绝对会受这些情况所影响。
We don't want to work.
或者说我们不想工作。
A living entity by nature doesn't want to have to work.
生物呢，本性呢，就不会说想要这样去苦苦的工作。
But under the circumstances, we're forced to work.
但是在这个处境物质世界的处境里面，我们被迫一定要去工作。
Just like we were explaining earlier today, because the living entity, although he's transcendental, is in contact with material nature, he is incomplete in this condition of life.
就像这节诗里面先前说到的，就是说呢，虽然生物呢，它在这个世界里面呢。但是由于他本来是不用去这样子的活动工作的，但是由于他本身是不完美的，接触物质自然呢，他绝对就要受这物质活动物质能量所影响。
If we were complete like Krishna, we would be self-satisfied.
那如果我们像 Krishna 那样是完美完整的话，我们也会自满自足的。
Krishna doesn't need anything.
Krishna 是不需要任何东西的。
He says, Aham Savasya Prabhupamataksavam Pravartate. I'm the source of the material and spiritual worlds. Everything emanates from me.
那 Krishna 说呢，我是所有一切是物质世界和灵性世界的源头，所以一切都是从我这样而缘起的。
Etadunini Bhutani Savadhichapadharka Aham Krishnasya Jagatat Prabhupalayastata. Of all that is material, all that is spiritual, you should know for certain I am both its origin and its dissolution.
在 Krishna 又说了呢，关于啊这物质世界所有的一切，还有灵性世界的一切呢，我就是这个起源，就是这个源头，你不应该迷惑。
Krishna doesn't need anything.
啊 ，Krishna 不需要任何东西。
Yet still he comes to this world.
嗯，虽然是不需要任何东西，他还是来到这个物质世界。
Krishna doesn't have to do anything.
Krishna 也不需要做任何事。
He doesn't have to work to even to create.
Krishna 甚至不用去。活动工作就是甚至不用去做创造这件事。
Krishna, everything happens simply by his desire, by his will.
所以一切的发生呢 ，Krishna 只要愿意，一切就可以出现发生。
Natasya karyam karanam jivijite natasamastabhi kastijite purasya shaktiya vidhayishite sabhaviki gyanamalabhiya cha. As Krishna has explained in the Saitashatara Upanishad.That for Krishna, there is no one to be equal to him, and nobody is greater than him.
这是在《Svetā Āyīśu》里面说的。Krishna 说呢，没有人是跟他平等的，也没有任何人或任何生物高于他。
And everything is done simply by him through his multifarious energies.
一切的成果或一切的发生，只是由于 Krishna 他所演所源头出来的各种各样的能量。
Krishna creates, he doesn't have to do it, his energies do it for him.
比方说我们说 Krishna 创造，但是 Krishna 不用自己去做，他的能量就在做这些事了。
Although we know that he's behind everything.
当然虽然我们知道他是所有一切的所谓背后的原因。
Ishwara Parama Krishna Sachidananda Vigraha, as Lord Brahma describes that Krishna is the supreme Ishwara, supreme controller.
就像 Brahma 所说的呢，就是说 Krishna 是至尊的控制者，至尊的享乐者。
He has an eternal body full of knowledge and bliss.
那 Krishna 有永恒的身体，而且是全知，充满喜乐的。
Anadya Ardya Govinda Sarva Karma Anadya Govinda, he is the original primeval person and the cause of all causes.
那 Krishna 是所有生物的最原始的生物，最原始的人，他是所有原因的原因。
So, although he is the original cause of all causes, everything from connected to creation, its entire cosmic manifestation, is simply done through his diverse energies.
虽然呢 ，Krishna 是所有最原始的原因的原因，但是所有一切的。发生创造呢，都是经由他的能量所展示出来的。
Therefore, in the matter of creation, maintenance, and dissolution, these are all done through the agency of energies of the Supreme Lord.
所以在创造、在维系、在毁灭这一些过程的一切呢，都是由 Krishna 的代表，就是他的能量在进行、在作用的。
And he also says, "Maya dakshina prakriti suyate sacharacharam." This material nature works according to my direction.And is producing all moving and non-moving beings.
那所有一切呢？这物质是情况呢，都是由于 Krishna 的能量所引导的。然后包括呢，这可动的跟不动的，都是他的能量在引导的。
So, Krishna doesn't have to get involved in this material world.
所以 Krishna 不用介入于这个物质世界。
Because his energies will do it all for him.
因为 Krishna 的能量都来为他做这些事了。
But still we see Krishna gets involved.
但是我们还是看到 Krishna 他参与了，介入了。
When Krishna comes, Aujopisan, Aviyatma, Bhutanam, Ishwaropisan, he's an all-time unborn, my transcendental body never deteriorates, and all I am the Lord of all sentient beings. Still, I appear in every millennium my original transcendental form. Sorry. Although I'm unborn,
I can catch.
You can. Okay.
就是说 ，Krishna 说了，虽然他不用这样子投生出生的，但是呢，
Although I'm unborn and I am the Lord of all sentient beings.
就是说我也是所有生物的始祖。
My transcendental body never deteriorates.
我超人的身体永远不会毁坏。
Still, I appear in every millennium of my original transcendent.
然后我还在一个年代又一个年代，我还是以我自己超然的身体形体出现。
So, although Krishna creates through his energy, still Krishna personally comes.
虽然呢 ，Krishna 他创造了他自己的能量，但是 Krishna 自己本身还是出现，他还是出来。
Why does he personally come?
为什么他自己要亲自出现？
He doesn't have to come, because Krishna doesn't have to do anything.
Krishna 也不用来，他也不用做任何事。
But when Krishna is personally involved in something, we should know there's a very, very added element that's very important to understand.
但是呢，假如 Krishna 他自己亲自参与的事，他亲自出现的情况呢，我们就必须要知道，一定有很特别的元素，特别的原因。
Just like there's that verse, Ananya Chintaya Tomam Yejana Payapasham Tesha Nitya Piyokanam Yoga Kshema Baham Yaham. Krishna says,for those who meditate on me, depend upon me, meditating on my transcendental form, I give them what they lack and I preserve what they have.
对于那些呢，冥想着我超然的形体，去了解我的人，去冥想我的人呢，这样的人我会崇拜我的人呢，我会给他们所需要的，然后保留他们所有的。
There's a very nice story in this connection. We may have heard it before about Arjuna Charya.
有一个 很好的故事关于这一点相关联的，不知道大家有没有听过，就是关于 Arjuna Acharya 这件事。
Arjuna Acharya, he was writing the commentaries on Bhagavad Gita.
就是 Arjuna Acharya 呢，他在写着波切梵歌的注解。
He was a very great saintly Brahmin.
他是一个很伟大的、很神圣的一个婆罗门品质的人。
He lived very simple, very austere life.
他生活非常的简单，非常的苦行。
And he was studying Bhagavad Gita, and when he came to this verse,
当他在研读《波切梵歌》的时候，他看到这其中一个诗。
He saw the verse "Tesham Nitya Vayuktanam Yoga Kshema Vaham Yaham." He saw this. That's good. And he's wondering, how does Krishna personally carry?
因为呢，就是刚刚那一段诗节呢，就是说，他就想着说 ，Krishna 怎么自己亲自会扛着他崇拜他的人、冥想他的人所缺乏的东西。
He was thinking, why would Krishna do something like that for me? He was living very simple life, austere and poverty.
他是这么单纯的生活，然后这么苦行，甚至就常常饥贫交迫哈，那 Krishna 怎么可能来为我做任何事？
And when he saw these words in Bhagavad Gita, he was thinking, there must be some mistake.
所以当他在《波切梵歌》里面看到那个字的时候呢，他觉得是不是里面有错？
Why would Krishna personally give me my necessities?
那么 Krishna 会亲自来给我，就是说我需要的东西。
And he was thinking that instead of the word Vahami, he should put the wordKaromi.
本来是 Vahami 呢，那 他把它改成 Karomi 这个字。
Karomi means that he arranges.
Karomi 的意思就是他去安排。
But not that he personally does.
也不是说他亲自去做的。
So he took his pencil and he crossed out the word Vahami and he wrote Karomi.
所以他自己把笔呢，把那个Vahami 去划掉，然后变成了 Karomi 这个字。
And then.After completing that task, it was time for him to go out and to beg alms.
那就是说每天他会去外面化缘啊，去乞讨呢、啊。就是又一天那一天也是要出去外面化缘乞讨了。
He would simply go out and simply as a simple Brahmin, he would beg whatever he needed simply for his daily maintenance, and that's all he would accept.
那他就是这么单纯的婆罗门，所以他每天就是看能祈求什么，他就得到什么，这样去维生。
So, when he went out to beg, then his wife remained home.
当他出去的时候呢，也是就是他老婆在家。
And someone knocked on the door.
这时候就有人敲他们家的门。
And when the wife went and answered the door, she saw there were two boys standing there.
他老婆就把门打开，看到门口呢有两个人站在那边。
And the two boys.One of the boys was holding this big basket of vegetables and produce.
那这两个男孩子呢，就是扛着很大篮的一大篮的这菜、蔬菜、水果这些东西。
Then he handed it to the Brahmin's wife, Arjunacharya's wife, and said, "Here, take this quickly. I have to run."
这两个男孩就跟 Arjunacharya 的老婆说呢，你赶快拿着吧，我们要赶快走，你先接下来。
I have to leave very quickly because if your husband comes back, he may strike me again.
因为我要赶快走，免得呢，要是 你丈夫回来的话，他搞不好会会来打我，或是怎么样。
Judah's wife was shocked.
他这个老婆就很惊讶。
My husband strike you? No, this must be a mistake.
他说我丈夫
会去踢你，会打你吗？这一定是有错的。
My husband's just a gentle Brahmin. He would never strike anybody.
我丈夫只是一个很温和的绅士的婆罗门呢，他不可能去踢人或揍人。
And one of the boys said, "No, actually, he struck me."
事实上的那个其中一个男孩就说，他修理了我。
He turned around and looked on. He said, "Look at my back."
然后他就让老婆看，看看我背后。
And on the back, there was a mark.
就背后好像被人家打了这种痕迹啊。
Said, "Your husband did that to me."
他说这是你丈夫做的事。
You must immediately go. Please just take.
所以你赶快拿吧，我们必须马上走。
So the boys left very quickly.
所以这两个男孩很快的就走掉了。
And the Brahmin's wife took all the vegetables and everything that was, and she prepared a wonderful meal.
然后这婆罗门的太太呢，就接下了这些蔬菜水果，然后做了一个很好、很丰盛的餐。
When Arjunacharya returned home from after his begging.
那Arjunacharya就是去外面乞讨回家了。
Then.He came into the home and his wife was there and she had prepared all of this food. Astonished, where did you get this food?
然后他回家看到他老婆准备了那么丰盛的餐点呢，他很惊讶。他说：“你从哪里来的这些菜？”
And she explained about two boys who had came to bring and brought all this food for them.
所以老婆就跟他说呢，有两个男孩来，然后他们带了这些菜过来。
But she immediately had to ask him.Why did you strike this boy?
然后这老婆马上问他说：“你怎么去打这两个男孩呢？”
She couldn't understand why was my husband. So the first thing she asked him, "Why did you strike this boy?" Said you struck him. I said I didn't believe it.
这老婆问的第一件事就是问他，他说：“我不相信你会去打人。”
But then he showed me his back.
因为我不相信，但是他们又让我看他们的背。
And on his back there were marks just like this.
然后看到他的背呢，就有这样子被人家鞭打的样那个痕迹。
And Arjunacharya was astonished. What are you telling me?
Arjunacharya 就很惊讶，他说：“你跟我说你什么事啊？”
And he went over to that place we had been previously working on the Bhagavad Gita.
然后他就去看他先前在《薄伽梵歌》里面去用笔画掉的地方。
And he saw that very place where he had struck the word Vahami. It had been changed back to Vahami.
然后他就看到他画掉那个 Vahami 这个字的地方就是这样被画的痕迹。
And then he turned to his wife and said, "You are so fortunate."
然后他就跟他老婆说：“你真的是非常幸运。
”Do you realize who those two boys were?
你觉悟到什么吗？你知道那两个人是谁吗
？Those two boys were Krishna and Balaram themselves.
那两个人呢？那两个男孩就是 Krishna 跟 Balaram 他们本人。
And he explained everything what happened about when he was put in the Bhagavad Gita.
他们亲自来解释，就是说我在《薄伽梵歌》里面所做的事。
He said when I crossed out the word Vahami, that was just as good as striking Krishna himself.
当我把这个 Vahami 这个 Krishna 亲自扛的这个字呢，把它划掉呢，就等于是直接在鞭打 Krishna.
And therefore he personally came to prove true his words.
所以呢，我不相信 Krishna 亲自出现来证明 Krishna 自己所说的话。
Such is the nature of Krishna.
那这是 Krishna 的天性。
When Krishna becomes personally involved with someone, it is because of their devotion.
那如果 Krishna 亲自介入某一个人的话呢，就因为那个人的奉爱 ，Krishna 会介入。
Krishna says, "Nasadi yati mam yoga nasankhya dhamma udava." He says.The unalloyed devotion rendered to me by my devotee brings me under his control.
那 Krishna 又说了，那纯洁无私、没有混杂任何东西、纯粹的奉爱呢？这样的奉爱让我受到他们的奉爱的控制。
And although in the matter of creation, maintenance, and annihilation of this entire cosmic manifestation, Krishna has nothing that he has to do.
关于创造、维系还有毁灭呢，整个宇宙的展示呢 ，Krishna 跟这些一点关系都没有。
He's not forced to get involved in these matters.
那 Krishna 不 不用强，不用被迫去关，介入任何创造活动、宇宙的展示的事情。
But when his devotees are involved, then Krishna comes.
但是如果他奉献者有参与、有介入的话 ，Krishna 会出现的。
Just like Prabhupada explains in the verse, "Paritranaya sarunam vinashaya chuduskritam dharma sangstapanataya sambhavam yuge yuge." Krishna explains that in order to deliver the pious, annihilate the miscreants, and reestablish the principles of religion, I advent millennium after millennium.
所以呢，Krishna 又说呢，为了要去消灭这些恶魔，然后重新建立这宗教原则，然后跟他的取悦他的奉献者，所以 Krishna 一个年代又一个年代的在出现。
So, Prabhupada explains that actually Krishna doesn't have to come to annihilate miscreants.
包括也亲自解释说呢 ，Krishna 不用亲自出来去做所谓毁灭宇宙毁灭这些事。
He can do that all through the agency of his energies. He doesn't have to come.
这些情况 ，Krishna 只要透过他的代理，他的能量呢，就去做，他自己不用出现。
But why does Krishna come?
为什么 Krishna 他会出现
？Krishna comes because of his devotees.
Krishna 会出来是由于他的奉献者。
Because of their devotion, the Lord is very much inclined to come and to protect his devotee.
因为这奉献者的奉爱呢，所以 Krishna 感觉他非常有必要、有义务想要来保护他的奉献者。
And because the devotees are very eager to see him, the Lord comes and manifests to them.
而且同时呢，奉献者非常急切的想要见到他，所以主呢他会出现，然后去跟他们，让他们可以见面。
And while he's here, he punishes the demons.
而同时他出现在这个世界的时候他同时也惩罚恶魔
But he doesn't have to come for that
但是他不用因为这个原因而来
It is the devotees that bring the Lord.
而是奉献者把主带来的
Just like as we know, very soon we'll be observing Gopurnima.
就好像我们知道很快我们要来庆祝这个主Chaitanya的显现日
One of the reasons why Lord Chaitanya descended is because his devotee called him.
那主切坦雅出现的一个原因呢，也是由于他的奉献者在呼唤他。
Advaita Acharya he came before the Advaita Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
那阿对达尔查尔在主切坦雅马哈普布出现之前先来。
And he was preaching devotional service.
啊，他在传扬奉爱服务。
But wherever he saw, everywhere he looked, he saw the people were inclined towards fruitive activities.
因为他处处去看呢，他见到的人们都是在功利活动之中。
Most of them were engaged in the worship of demigods.
而大部分人在崇拜半神人。
And although they were studying the scripture, they were more concerned in simply using scripture as a means for winning an argument.
那很多人他也看到很多人在研读经典，那些人研读经典是为了想要去跟别人辩论去争。
And although they discuss Bhagavad Gita constantly.The word devotion never manifested from their mouths.
然后虽然《菩提梵歌》里面也有讲到这个奉爱，但是对这些人，他们虽然研读呢，但是从来嘴巴没有一个奉爱。
And many of the devotees appeared before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
在主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 出现之前，也有很多奉献者先出现。
The Lord requested them to appear in different places throughout Radhadesh.
然后主要求这些奉献者先出来，然后在整个这个。宇宙还有什么 Radha 的地方出现
Haridas Thakur Lord Nityananda and Advaita Acharya they all appeared before the Lord
像 Haridas Thakur 主 Nityananda Advaita Acharya 他们呢都是在主 Chaitanya 出现之前先出现
and sometimes the devotees they would gather amongst themselves and they would to glorify the Lord
而且这些奉献者呢，有时候他们聚集在一起，一起在赞扬主、荣耀主。
But they would become very much disturbed to see the state of affairs at that time.
但是他们虽然一起聚会在赞扬主，但是呢，他们看到当时世界的情况，他们一直心意受到干扰。
People would have large gatherings only for to have weddings and birthdays, but never to glorify the Lord.
他看到一般世俗的人呢，他们聚会就是说在生日啊、婚礼的时候聚会，但是从来没有说为了荣耀主而聚会。
And in this sorry state of affairs, Advaita Acharya, he was calling out that only if the Lord Himself appears in this world can these people be delivered.
那阿德达扎里心中感到很大的歉意，他就一直在呼唤着，他说这个情况能改变呢，只有主自己出现才能改变这个情况。
As we know, Advaita Acharya, although he is Mahavishnu, who has come to to assist the Lord in his pastimes.
虽然我们知道呢 Advaita Acharya 就是在主的这个一个化身，就是 Mahavishnu 大尾狮牛是来帮助主的活动。
But as we know, all the different associates of the Lord who appeared, they all appeared in the mood of service to the Supreme Lord.
同时我们也知道呢，主的任何同游在这个世界出现呢，也是在服务主的这样的心境里面。
Lord Nityananda is none other than Lord Balaram, but he always considers himself to be a servant of the Lord.
像主 Nityananda 或者说我们说 Balaram 呢，他也是一直在为主做服务，做了很多服务。
That is his abhimana, his mentality, his thinks, I am a servant of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
那这就是他的心态，他的心态就是我是仆人，我是一个仆人，我是主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的仆人。
And the Vaisnava Acharya also considers himself to be a servant of the Lord.
那 Advaita Acharya 他也把自己认为他是主的仆人。
So Advaita, it was by the power of Advaita Acharya's prayers was given as one of the reasons why Lord Chaitanya descended.
那由于 Advaita Acharya 他这么强烈的呼唤，他的祷文是这么有力量呢，所以是主出现的其中一个原因。
He was thinking unless the Lord Himself personally comes to deliver these fallen people.Then it's not possible for them to obtain devotional service.
他心里想呢，除非主自己亲自出现，否则呢，没有人可以来拯救这些堕落的灵魂。
So as we know, he sat on the banks of Ganges and he worshipped the Lord, the Shalar Gamshila, with Tulsi, and he beckoned the Lord to come.
所以他就坐在恒河岸边了，然后在那边做崇拜、祈祷的。祈求主，然后他这个就是说这个主的石头的化身 Shalagamshila 还有用 Tulasi 来崇拜，他就祈求主的出现。
And it's described by Vrindavan Das Thakur and Chaitanya Bhagavat. Prior before his calling of the Lord, he told all the associates who were there all lamenting along with him about the state of the affairs that I will force the Lord to come to this world, and if he does not come,I will sever the heads of all of these materialists in their body.
在这个主《Chaitanya经》的甘露里面 ，Vrindavan Das Thakur 呢，它里面就描述呢，这一些主的同游的人呢，他们一起聚会，在祈求主的出现，然后想说，假如主不出现的话呢，我们就会就像跟处罚，就是鞭打主，就是追他，一定要把他追出来。
Sounds like a very strong statement, doesn't it?
这个听起来是不是讲得很重？
Advaita Acharya said that.
但是这个Acharya 是这么说的。
Because he knew the Lord, he could bring the Lord to come.
因为他知道呢，他可以把主带出来。
He knew that the Lord would come by his intense calling.
而且他也知道呢，他这么热急切的在呼喊着呢，主会听到，会出现的。
And therefore, the Lord declared after his advent that one of the reasons why he came is because he was called by Advaita Acharya.
那之后呢？主出现之后，他有说呢，他出现的其中一个原因就是他听到这 Advaita Acharya 他这么急切的呼唤，他觉得他要出来。
Explained that there are internal reasons for the Lord's advent and there are external reasons.
所以这里解释到呢，主出现的内在原因，还有他的出现的外观的原因。
Internal reasons is the Lord wanted to understand that the love that Srimati Radharani had for him.
这内在的原因就是主他想要去了解。这个圣 Radharani 对他的爱是怎么样
？What was it in him that she found so attractive？
是不是在他如果在他自己身上呢？是不是 Radharani 会觉得这么受他吸引？是不是他自己这么迷人
？That is internal reasons of why he came, because he wanted to taste, he wanted to experience that himself.
所以他有这个内在的原因，他想要自己亲自去经验、去品尝这个爱。
Although he's Krishna and he knows everything.
即便呢，他就是 Krishna， 而且他知道所有的一切。
There's one thing he didn't know.
但是只有一件事他不知道。
He didn't know the taste, the experience, the devotees. Why the devotees experience so much pleasure in serving him?
他不知道这奉献者在服务他的这种品味是怎么样，他就是没有，他想要去品尝。
So therefore, in order to know that, he had to come as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
那为了要去。知道这个品味是什么，他就必须出现，所以他以主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 这样的身份出现。
He came in the mood of a devotee.
而他是以奉献者的心境出现。
Just like it is explained that when Lord Krishna appeared, he gave the instruction that first you have to surrender to me.
就好像有这样描述，就是说如果出 Krishna 出现之前呢，你你首先就是要向 Krishna 来投降臣服。
And I will deliver you from all sinful actions.
然后就是说皈依臣服于 Krishna 呢， Krishna 会把所有的人从这个罪恶活动中解救出来。
Krishna set a condition that first you must surrender.
但所以 Krishna 的出现， Krishna 先给你定条件，你必须要先臣服投降。
But when Krishna appeared again as Lord Chaitanya, he took that condition away.
但是 Krishna 在出现，再次的出现，他以主 Chaitanya 的身份出现的时候，他把这个条件剥掉。
He said, simply take.
他只是说，你只要接受就好了。
I'm simply coming to give.
我的出现，
the name of the Lord.
我出现只是要来给，就是主把主的圣名给出来。
This was the external reason the Lord appeared. He came to distribute the congregational chanting of the holy name of the Lord, and he came for the, because of the call of Advaita Acharya.
所以这是外在的原因，主的出现呢，就是要把主的圣名这样子传播出来，同时也是由于 Advaita Acharya 的这样热这样心中急切的在呼唤着。
So then he said, now simply take this Maha Mantra and make your life perfect.
所以他说，你现在就只要接受这个 Maha Mantra， 然后让你生命完美。
So when Krishna appeared, he taught this principle of surrender in a theoretical way.
那 Krishna 出现的时候呢，他把这个臣服投降的条件呢，是以理论式的这样的说。
He was theoretical because he was God.
为什么是理论呢？因为他是神。
So he was simply giving the instruction and saying, "You must surrender to me."
所以他是神，所以他只要给训示，就是说你就要。投降，你要臣服。
So he decided, I will come again, but instead of coming as the Supreme Lord, I will come as my devotee.
那他自己也想着，他之后还会再出现，而我会呢，是以我自己的奉献者这个身份出现。
And instead of instructing surrender in a theoretical way, I'll teach it by my own example.
那与其呢，我用理论式的这样去训示呢，我会自己来以身作则的出现。
What is that example?
那个。他以身作则的模范是什么？
He was simply absorbed in the mood of the Lord's greatest devotee.
那他只是很单纯的在自己所有的灌注于，就是说他只是主的一个奉献者，这唯一的想法。
Just like Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, "Manmana bhava mad bhakta majyaji mam namaskuru." Says, "Always think of me, worship me, offer your obeisances unto me. Surely you will come to me."
所以这也是 Krishna 在《博前梵歌》里面说，你总是不断的想着我，崇拜我，哈，这样子很确定的，你会来到我这里。
And in the next verse, he says, "Sarva dhamma puricha jo mami kam sharanam braja, abandon all varieties of religion and surrender to me."
然后在下一节呢，就是下一段呢 ，Krishna 自己说，你放弃所有的宗教，你只要来臣服于我，你不要害怕，我会来保护你的。
What does that surrender mean?
那 Krishna 所说的臣服投降是什么？
Our Acharyas explain that all the components of surrender that Krishna was talking about in that verse were given in the verse just before.
那这个Acharya 解释呢，他这个投降臣服的所有的元素是什么呢？就是刚刚先前师姐所说的。
Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explains that surrender means what Krishna says: always think of me, always worship me, always offer your homages unto me.That is surrender.
所以呢，这 Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur 就说呢，这个投降臣服的意思就是说呢，刚刚 Krishna 自己所说的那个词，就是说总是不断的想着他，冥想他，崇拜他，时时刻刻不断的这样子，就是投降于他。
So that when Krishna came again as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he accepted the mood of the topmost devotee.
当 Krishna 在一次出现的时候，是以主权开扬马哈普布的身份出现呢，他自己立下的模范就是自己是一个奉献者。那 Radha Rani 他在做什么呢？ Radha Rani 总是一直不断的想着 Krishna。
She's always serving Krishna.
他总是在服务着 Krishna。
So although he's Krishna himself, he appeared in the combined form of Radha.
虽然他自己就是 Krishna 自己本人了，但是。他出现是以 Radha 跟 Krishna 这样合并的这样子的心态出现。
His internal mood was that of Srimati Radharani, but his external was having also her golden complexion.
所以呢，他里面的心境呢是 Radha Rani 的心境，所以他的身体的形体的颜色呢就是 Radha Rani 同样的金色的
So Krishna came again as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
所以 Krishna 又再出现呢，是以主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的身份出现。
But in this advent, he taught by his example.
而在这次的出现，他自己以身作则。
Example is very important for us to have.
对我们来讲，有一个典范，有一个模范是很重要的。
And the Lord understood without an example, it is very difficult for others to follow.
而主也了解，如果没有一个模范在前面的话呢，对我们来讲也很难去遵循。
So it is Advaita Acharya who brought the Lord to come to appear.
所以 Advaita Acharya 他的呼唤呢，让主出现。
And as we explained before that, when the Lord does something, when He appears, when He engages in some activity, what prompts Him to do it is His love of His devotees.
那我们刚刚又说。有说了呢、啊、主所做的活动呢、啊、或是说怎么样的为什么要出现什么动力驱使他出现就是他跟奉献者他受到他们奉爱的驱使
Therefore when the Lord comes to this world He's not coming like a person engaged in fruitive activities
因此呢主他在这个世界出现了他不像一般人这样就是在从事这些功利活动
He's not coming to collect something collect some servants
主不是在这个世界来收集仆人或者是收集什么东西
He doesn't need anything
主什么都不需要
As we explained He is self-satisfied self-sufficient complete aptakama aptarama
我们也解释了也知道主呢他是完全自给自足然后他超越所有的 各种活动的原因跟结果
But still He comes
虽然是这样子超然他还是在这个世界出现
So why does He come?
那他为什么要这样来呢
He comes to, for his devotees.
他是为了他奉献者而来
His devotees call him the Lord is very much inclined he comes under the control of his devotee
当他的奉献者在呼唤他的时候他是觉得非常有义务他受到奉献者的呼唤呢他觉得有必要要出来
But he's not engaged as we said in this verse what is the verse?Mangamam karmani limpanti nama karma pandespiha. He says, I'm not affected by any activities that I perform in this world.
那 Krishna 自己说了，他的出现呢，他不会受他自己的活动任何的活动所影响。
There's nothing Krishna has to do.
Krishna 什么都不用去做的。
But he likes being controlled by his devotee.
但是他喜欢受他奉献者的控制。
In fact, Prabhupada in the 10th canto of the Bhagavatam, in one place it says, Krishna is not controlled by his devotees.
在《伯伽梵歌》里面，又Prabhupada说呢 ，Krishna 不受他奉献者控制。
He is controlled by the love of his devotees.
他不是受奉献者控制，但是受到奉献者的爱所控制。
It is the love. Love is what binds the Lord in a loving reciprocal relationship.
那是这个爱把主牵制住了。就是这个爱让他跟他的奉献者有交流
and such love is completely transcendental to this world
而这些爱这种爱呢是完全超越于物质世界的任何一切
therefore when the devotees serve the Lord in love and know the purpose for the Lord's descent in this world they also do not become entangled in the fruit of reactions of love
当奉献者以爱来服务主的时候呢他的这些服务主的活动也不会受物质世界的原因或结果所影响。
Such activities are the nature of devotional service.
这些活动就是奉爱服务的本质。
So the Lord, when He says, "I free them from all sinful reactions," it means He takes away all the reactions of fruitive work in this world.
所以当主说呢，我让他们脱离所有的罪恶活动呢，就是主他亲自会把这些人的任何的罪恶活动的因果都去除掉。
And by the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, He has made this process of devotional service so easily accessible in this age.
那由于主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的仁慈恩典呢，他让这个程序在我们这个世界呢，让我们接受这个程序很容易来练习的。
Although previously it was very difficult.
虽然呢，在这之前，这个程序是很难做的。
In the Bhagavatam, it is stated one verse. It is Narada Muni, I think it was. It said, speaking to Yudhisthira, King Yudhisthira.
在伯伽梵伯伽梵歌里面有伯伽瓦台里面有说到呢，就是 Narada Muni 对 Yudhisthira 在讲述。
He said, I said, I can see that you are very fortunate.
然后他对他说了，我可以看得出来你是一个很幸运的人。
Because not only is Krishna your guru, your God, your head of your family.
Krishna 不只是你的 guru， 就是你的灵性导师，而且不只是你的神，而且是你家里面成员。
But I can see he's also become your servant.
但是我看到呢，他甚至成为你的仆人。
Krishna became the servant of Yudhishthira Maharaj. He went as his messenger.
那 Krishna 变成这个 Yudhishthira 自己的仆人，他亲自为他送信。
He carried Yudhishthira Maharaj's message to the Kauravas, how to in order in his attempt to avoid war.
他亲自带了这个 Yudhishthira 的信息到这个所谓大庭聚会的地方，就是原来他们是想要避免战争。
So he said, I can see you are very fortunate because the Lord has become your servant.
所以说呢，我觉得你是很幸运的，主就变成你自己的个人的仆人。
See, the Lord actually will give liberation very easily.
事实上，主呢要给人解脱是很容易的。
But he doesn't give devotional service so easily.
但是他不会把奉爱服务给的这么容易。
Because if he gives somebody devotional service, he also has to give himself.
因为他如果把奉爱服务给某一个人，他自己也要把它交出来。
Therefore, it is not such an easy thing to obtain.
所以奉爱，纯粹的奉爱是不容易获得的。
So therefore we see that it was not a very easy thing to obtain during Krishna's presence, such devotional service.
所以当 Krishna 出现 ，Krishna 在的时候，要有这样子的纯粹奉爱是不容易达到的。
But Śrīla Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami in Chaitanya Charitamrita he explains.
Krishna Das Kaviraj 在这个永恒的 Chaitanya 经里面解释了。
He offers as a basis is to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is an ocean of transcendental mercy.
他向主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 来顶拜，主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 是仁慈所有恩典的海洋。
And although the subject matter of bhakti or devotional service is very difficult to understand,
那些奉爱的一切呢是很难了解的。
He's nonetheless made it so easily accessible in this age of Kali Yuga.
虽然那么难达到的，但是他却把这个程序让人们很容易去接受，变得很简单。
This is the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
那这是主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的仁慈。
Previously, devotional service was so difficult to obtain.
因为在这之前呢，纯粹奉爱服务是很难达到的。
But by the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's made it so that it's so easily accessible. He simply says, "Take."
由于主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的仁慈恩典呢，让这个程序变得很容易。他只是说什么都不管，你只要去接受，去接受。
Just take this holy name, chant, make your life successful.
就是去接受这个圣名，去接受，然后去唱诵这个圣名，让你的生命成功完美。
Still, we see, although it's so easy, so many don't want to take.
那已经这么容易了，这么简单了，可是很多人还是不愿意去接受。
They think, oh, if I have to take, I have to give something else.
人们想说，如果我去接受，我必须要去付出。
So, but yes, nonetheless, Lord Chaitanya came, says.Please simply take this holy name, make your life perfect.
然而呢，主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 就只是说，你只要去接受这个圣名就好了。
Prabhupada gives the example, just like a child, maybe attached to playing with knives.
Knives.
Yeah.
Prabhupada 用一个例子说，如果一个小孩子他很喜欢玩刀。
Very dangerous for a child to play with knives.
你拿刀，小孩子在玩刀，那个是很危险的。
But if the parent tries to take the knife away from the child, it becomes even more dangerous because the child will resist.
但是如果大人要父母要把小孩子手上的刀拿走的话，更危险，因为小孩子会反抗。
Right. So the parent doesn't try to take the knife away from the child.
所以这父母就不会去把这个手上小孩子手上的刀去拿走。
What does the parent do instead?
那这个父母会怎么做
？Holds out a nice, colorful toy.
然后他就给他一个很漂亮的玩具给他。
Here, take.
他说：“你拿这个玩具。”
In order to take the toy, the child has to drop the knife.
为了拿这个玩具呢，他必须要把刀子放下来。
So Prabhupada gives that example. Actually, that's what Lord Chaitanya is doing with us.
那 Prabhupada 用这个例子就告诉我们，就这是主 Chaitanya 他对我们所做的事。
We're becoming so entangled in so many fruitive activities in this world, thinking that this is pleasure, this is enjoyment, but we're like cutting ourselves.And the reactions of food and work.
那我们在这个世界做了很多活动啦，我们以为是快乐啦，是让我们可以享受的，但事实上我们等于是拿刀在自己砍自己。
But Lord Chaitanya is so kind that he's given us a joyful process, Kevala Ananda Kanda. Paul Prema Karuna Bahudvijana Nitai Gora Chanda Sabha Avatar Sarasena Mani Kevala Ananda Kanda。
那主权他要把不是这么仁慈，他给我们这个程序，让我们这么喜乐，可以这么容易的接受。
Lord Chaitanya has given us a process that is joyful.
主权他要把。
So he's asking.
这是他要求的，他只是这么说，我们就去接受，接受吧。
And become free from reactions of sinful life.
这么去做，你可以脱离所有罪恶活动的结果。
And devotional service will become revealed to you very easily.
这么去做的话呢，奉爱服务在你心中的内层很容易就揭示出来。
Such is the power of devotional service which the Lord Himself came to perform as an exemplary devotee.
那这是主他自己亲自出现一个模范，一个以身作则的例子，就展示出奉爱服务的力量。
What had been previously very difficult to obtain became very easy to obtain when the Lord appeared.
先前、这是很难达到，但是由于主他出现以、奉献者的身份这样来展示之后，这个程序变得很容易达到。
Therefore Lord Chaitanya is known as Chana Avatar.
所以主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 有一个称呼叫 Chana Avatar.
He is the hidden incarnation.
就是说他是隐藏的化身。
Although he is the Supreme Lord, he is hidden.
虽然他是至尊主呢，但是他是隐藏他的身份的。
By manifesting his mood as a devotee of the Lord.
他这么隐藏的，但是他展示出他的心境呢，是奉爱、奉献者的心境。
And even though those who gradually came to know that Lord Chaitanya was the Lord, if they would say it, that Lord Chaitanya would immediately block his ears and say, Vishnu, Vishnu, say such a thing.
其实有人知道呢，主切丹要马普布就是主他自己本人，但是他们在这么说的时候，主切丹要会自己把耳朵盖起来，然后就说喊着 Vishnu Vishnu 这样子，他不想去听。
It's like one time Advaita Acharya in his ecstasy, he decided to have a kirtan to glorify the names of Lord Chaitanya.
就好像呢 ，Advaita Acharya 他在这个唱诵之中狂喜呢，他就狂喜的想要去荣耀这个主切丹呀。
But all the devotees, they became nervous. How can you do this? Lord Chaitanya became angry.
那所有的奉献者只感觉这件事情在发生了，他们想说他怎么可以这么做？因为主 Chaitanya 会生气的。
He wants us to chant Krishna's name, not his name.
因为他想要去唱着 Krishna 的名字，而不是他的名字。
But Advaita Acharya said, "No, today we will glorify Lord Chaitanya." Chant the name of Gora.
那这个阿德达查尔就说不行，我们今天呢要来荣耀主切坦雅，我们要唱诵 Gora。
And he began loudly calling out the names of Lord Chaitanya and Kirtan.
所以在唱诵 Kirtan 之中呢，他就很大声的喊着这个主切坦雅的名字。
All the devotees were very nervous.
所以奉献者都非常的紧张。
They thought they were going to invoke the Lord's anger, but when they saw the confidence of Advaita Acharya, they all decided.Take it up in the same spirit.
那所有奉献者非常的紧张，他们怕呢激起这个主切坦雅的愤怒，但是呢，他们看到阿对达查尔是这么信心满满的、坚定的唱着呢，所以他们大家后来跟着他这样一起呼喊着。
So when Lord Chaitanya heard this, immediately he left that place and went.
当主切坦雅听到他们叫他的名字，他就马上转头离开那个地方。
He went into the room and he closed the door.
然后他就进到房间里面，把门锁起来。
And Advaita Acharya followed with all the devotees with the kirtan, chanting right to where Lord Chaitanya was.
但是阿对达查尔就跟着奉献者这样跟在主切坦雅的脚后，这样跟着他。
And they began chanting louder and louder and louder, and Lord Chaitanya was.
然后他们越唱越大声，越唱越大声，那主切坦雅还是把耳朵盖得更紧。
Finally, they opened up the door.
最后他把门打开。
And they entered into the room with the kirtan.
然后他进去这个大家唱诵的这个地方。
Lord Chaitanya looked and said, "What are you doing, chanting these names?"
然后主切坦雅说：“你们为什么唱这个名字？”
And Srinivas Thakur took his hand and put it up like this.
那 Srinivas Thakur 呢，他就把手伸出来，然后呢手就这样推过去。
Said, "What are you doing, Srinivas?"
然后他就问他说 ：“Srinivas， 你在做什么？”
He said, "Just like if one tries to hold their hand up to the sun, it is impossible to."
他就说呢，就好像说如果太阳在眼前呢，我们手要盖住太阳是没办法盖住太阳的。
In the same way, I'm showing that it is impossible for you to hide who you are.
所以同样的呢，我们这样表示就是说，你也没办法挡住啊，你盖不住，藏不了的。
We know who you are, therefore we're glorifying your name.
我们知道你是谁，所以我们在赞扬你，荣耀你。
Lord Chaitanya had to accept.
这时候主Chaitanya就必须接受。
Ordinarily, the Lord was not very much inclined to be glorified as the Supreme Lord.
在平常的情况呢，主呢，他不喜欢这些所谓荣耀他的事。
And there are so many examples in the past times of Lord Chaitanya in his youth, in his childhood, how he hid himself from disclosing his actual identity.
在主崔丹雅的这个超然的逍遥活动里面呢，他从他小时候，还有在青年各种时候呢，他一直在隐藏他的身份。
Anyways.
所以这个 Gopurnima 庆祝主垂潘雅的显现，这个日子要来到，你们也会听到这个夏尔时光的。
But I was requested to speak a little bit about Lord Chaitanya this evening, so I thought I would break open the subject by his speaking about his appearance.
那因为要求我先讲一点这个主垂潘雅出现呢，所以这样我就先启动一点，让大家可以有一个概念，这样开始。
And you should simply know why he appears.
你们最主要也要知道为什么他的出现。那如果你知道为什么他出现，你就不会受到你这个果报功利活动的结果所束缚。
Thank you very much.
谢谢各位，感
谢。Some questions?
有没有问题？他问呢 ，Krishna 说放弃所有的宗教原则，这个 Dharma 呢，那是指什么 Dharma？
We know what is Parodham。
我们知道有一个叫 Parodharma。
Krishna's not talking about that。
Krishna 不是在说那个。
When the Bhagavatam says "Savai Pungsam Parodhamo Yato Bhaktiyadhoksaje," the supreme Dharma for all living beings is that which.Is devotional service, but unmotivated, uninterrupted devotional service.
那 Krishna 在《波切梵歌》里面讲，这个所有事物的最高的 Dharma 最高的原则或最高的宗教原则，就是说，纯粹的奉爱服务，没有任何掺杂的动机，没有任何果报活动的原因结果，这种纯粹的奉爱。
Just remember the transcendental. The supreme Dharma for all living beings is that by which men can achieve the loving devotional service to the transcendental Lord.
或者说呢，这 最高的 Dharma 最高的法则呢，就是说呢，那些活动让奉献这个生物呢，他们可以提升对主的奉爱，到达这个生命的完美。
Such devotional service must be unmotivated and uninterrupted in order to completely satisfy the self.
那这样的奉爱呢，必须是没有任何动机的，而且没有间断的，而且是让这个生物它在做本身就是满足的。
So Krishna's not talking about that.
那虽然是这样，但 Krishna 也不是说那种 Dharma。
What he's talking about is the Dharma of anything which doesn't lead to surrender to the Lord.
那这个，所以 Krishna 说放掉那些宗教原则，就是说那些其他的宗教原则，就是说。没有让人到对 Krishna 的臣服奉爱这一些原则。
There's so many dharmas.
这个世界里面有很多的所谓宗教原则。
Upadharma means below the dharma which is not actual dharma.
还有一种就是说，一些人常常会虽然口头上说是宗教原则，但事实上他还不属于宗教原则。
One who simply performs his duties, but without understanding the purpose behind it, he's performing dharma.He's not understood the purpose behind his duties.
就像有人他尽职在做事，但是他不知道这个原因是什么。那这是那背后的原因，他不了解，这是属于一种情况。
What is that verse? Mam anusmaya yudya cha maya patamano bhudya mam evaishashya sangshaya. Krishna tells Arjuna, you should perform your prescribed duties, but at the same time, you should think of me.
那 Krishna 又说呢，你要去做你附定的责任、职责，你附定的职责要去做，但是同时要去想着 Krishna。
With your activities dedicated to me and your mind intelligence fixed upon me, you will come to me.
就是说以你的活动来为我做，你的心意跟智慧，你的智力呢能冥想着我，以这样的来做呢，你确定会来到我这里。
So both elements have to be there.
所以这些元素必须同时都有。
Not simply performing our duties.
不是说只做自己的责任而已。
But we have to perform our duties in Krishna consciousness.
而我们要在 Krishna 知觉里面去尽自己的责任。
All these other duties Krishna is saying to abandon.
那其他的不是这样子的责任呢 ？Krishna 说都要去放掉，都要去放弃这些其他物质责任。
That's why Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explained that the surrender that Krishna was talking about was manmana bhava manbhakta.
那这就是 Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur 所说的，就是说臣服投靠，意思就是说总是想着总是想着 Krishna， 崇拜着 Krishna， 一切都以 Krishna 为中心。
The highest dharma is to always think of Krishna.
那最高的 Dharma 就是说呢，总是不断的想着 Krishna。
That is the highest. I'm therefore one who is always thinking of Krishna will serve Krishna.
那这是最高的宗教原则。一个总是在想着 Krishna 的人呢，他都会是一直在服务着 Krishna。
And therefore Krishna says, in all activities, just depend upon me and work under my protection.
那 Krishna 又说呢，这样去做呢，所有的活动依着他而做呢，那 Krishna 会给这些人保护的。
In such devotional service, you should be fully conscious of me.
然后在这样的奉爱服务，你总是要时时的知觉到、察觉到他。
If you are conscious of me, you'll cross over all the obstacles of material life by my grace.
那 Krishna 说呢，如果一个人总是去察觉、去感知到 Krishna 的话呢？这样呢，他会在就是 Krishna 会保护这个人，在生命各种层次里面 ，Krishna 是在保护这样的人。
But if you're not conscious of me,
但是如果你没有去感知我，没有去知觉到我的话
，and you act through false ego,
然后你是以假我在活动的话
，not hearing me,
没有去听我的，没有去感知到我
，you will be lost.
这样你就会迷失了。
So, this is the supreme dharma.
所以这样的 Dharma， 这样的宗教原则，总是想着 Krishna 是最高的。
Means being conscious of Krishna and following His orders。
就是总是不断的去感知、去知觉到 Krishna， 而且是遵循 Krishna 的指示、训示去做。
In full Krishna consciousness。
在这样完全充满着 Krishna 知觉的意识状态中。
All other duties can be given up。
所以其他的世俗责任可以放掉。
Devarshi putapta ninam patinam na kinkaro naimani charajam savatmani yaksharanasharam yam kutobu kundam hipparidhitya kartam. Anyone who surrenders to Krishna in this way,
任何人如果以这样的方式来臣服投降于 Krishna,
is no longer a debtor, nor is he obliged to anyone else.
这个人永远对任何人都不亏欠，没有欠任何事情任何人了。
Not the devas, nor the rishis, nor forefathers.
这样的人他也不会欠神仙半神人，他对他的祖先也没有任何亏欠。
No, humanity,
对人类他也没有亏欠。
People in general, he's already surrendered. He has no other duties he has to perform.
这个人他已经完全的臣服投靠于 Krishna 了，他就没有其他物质上的。
So that is what Krishna is saying.
这是 Krishna 所说的。
You have to give up all those other dharmas and surrender to him.
那是 Krishna 说我们要去放弃其他除了 投降臣服 Krishna 的 Dharma，
But we have to be very careful.
但是同时要很小心。
We should not think that we've surrendered to him and give up all dharmas.
我们还不能就这样，就是说我就只要臣服于 Krishna， 我们放弃其他的 Dharma。
And not, and we actually think we're so surrendered that we give up all dharmas. In that state of mind.Will suffer the reactions, consequences.
如果说呢，我们认为我们已经是完全在臣服、完全投降于 Krishna 了，然后放弃其他的职责的话呢，我们自己要受这些放弃之后的这一些果报的痛苦的影响。
One must actually be fully surrendered in Krishna consciousness.
一个人必须是真正的、完全在臣服、投降于 Krishna。
That means remembering Krishna 24 hours a day.
那就是二十四小时不断的记得 Krishna.
If we can't do that, then Krishna says, "Atachatam samadhatam na shaknosi mahistiro, abhyasi yukina tato mama chattam dananjaya." He says, "My dear Arjuna, if you cannot think of me 24 hours a day."
那如果不能这么做呢 ？Krishna 对阿朱娜说，如果你二十四小时不断的去想着我的话呢？
Then follow the regulative principles of Bhakti Yoga.
那就跟循着奉爱瑜伽的这规范守则。
And this way you will develop the desire to attain.
在这样去遵循的情况下呢，你会培养这个要到我这个愿望。
What are the regulative principles of Bhakti Yoga?
奉爱瑜伽的规范守则是什么
？They're not no meat, no fish, no eggs, no intoxication, no gambling, no illicit sex. This is not what Krishna is talking about.
那 Krishna 说的当然不是说不要吃鱼肉蛋啊，不赌博啊，不要喝烟酒、麻醉品啊，非法性行为，这不是 Krishna 说的这个部分。
That's the regular principles of human life.
这四个原则只是成为人的一个基本的原则而已。
Krishna says, follow the regular principles of Bhakti Yoga. What is he talking about?
那 Krishna 说跟循这奉爱瑜伽的这些规范守则是什么？
He's saying, regulate your life so that you can think of me.
就说把你的生活规律化，让你可以去想到 Krishna， 去想着 Krishna。
Every day you should hear about me. You should chant my glories.
每天你必须要去聆听我，然后去荣耀我。
Just like there's a verse by Rupa Goswami in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu.
在这奉爱的甘露里面 ，Rupa Goswami 有说了。
Smarta vyasa tatam vishnu vismarta vyoga jatu chit sarva vidhi nisheda shiva eviyo evikankala. He says Krishna must always be remembered, and he must never be forgotten.
就是说，总是要 Krishna 不能去忘记他，而且要总是要去记得 Krishna。
All the rules and all the prohibitions given in the scriptures must be a servant to these two principles.
所有的规矩规范呢，所有的活动呢，都是在服务这两个原则。
So there are vidhis, which are positive activities.
那在活动里面有一种是正向的。
And there are nishedas, those activities we have to avoid.
当然是建设性的，还有负面的、破坏性的，我们必须要去避免。
It's like the positive activities, always think of Krishna.
就像正面的建设性，就是总是去想着 Krishna。
What do we need to avoid?
必须去避免的是什么
？Forgetting Krishna。
避免忘记 Krishna。
So this verse explains that smarta vyasa tatam vishnu vismar always think of Krishna and never forget。
所以这节诗就解释了，就是说永远去记得想着 Krishna， 而且永远不要忘记 Krishna。
But why does one have to think about never forgetting Krishna if he's always thinking of Krishna?
为什么如果一个人既然他一直在想着 Krishna， 为什么说啊永远不要去忘记 Krishna？
He doesn't have to think about forgetting Krishna. He's always thinking of Krishna.
一个人一直在想着 Krishna， 他就不用去想说他忘记 Krishna。
Just like a person, if he's always engaged in service, why does he have to think about things that he needs to avoid that could cause a problem？
就像一个人，如果他一直都在做服务的人，他怎么有这个情况去想说他去避免的问题呢？
He doesn't have to think about things he needs to avoid. He's always engaged in service.
一个既然已经一直在做满心满意在做服务的人，他根本没有去心，没有这个空暇去想说他要去避免的问题，有麻烦。
So our acharyas have explained the meaning of this verse.
所以我们的些 acharya 先贤圣师解释了这节诗。
Very important meaning.
这是有很重要的意义。
Smarta vyam satatam. Satatam means always.
Smarta satatam, satatam 的意思就是一直不断的，一直不断的去记得。
So he explains that because this verse is saying always remember.
因为这节诗里面说总是不断的一直在记得。
But at the same time, it's saying we need to avoid certain things. It's because we can't always remember.
但是同时又说呢，我们要去避免一些东西，因为我们呢没有办法一直去记得。
He said, therefore, the word satatam in this verse doesn't mean always.
因此，在这个情况下 ，satatam 这个词在这节诗就不是说一直总是。
It means every day.
它就变成说每天。
That is regulated devotional service.
每天就是说每天有规范的奉爱服务，规律的奉爱服务。
That is the regulative principles of bhakti.
那这是奉爱服务的规范守则。
Every day, we chant and we hear.
每天我们都是有做唱诵、念诵、聆听。
And if we perform those regulative duties of bhakti, every day Krishna says, gradually we'll develop the desire to attain to Him.
那 Krishna 说呢，我们每天去这样做这奉爱服务的这些原则呢，渐渐的我会发展出来，就是说到达 Krishna 去想要到 Krishna 那儿的愿望。
But the highest principle of bhakti is to always remember Krishna.
所以奉爱的最高的原则就是总是不断的记得 Krishna。
That is the supreme dharma.
这是最高的 Dharma。
And anything else needs, can be given up.
那如果这样子的话呢，其他东西都可以放弃。
When we always remember Krishna.
这个情况只有当我们是永远不断一直记得 Krishna 的时候。
Until then, every day.
如果还没有达到那个情况之前呢，就是要每天规律去做。
Okay, I think I should stop.
我觉得我们应该先停下来。
Hare Krishna. Jai Hind.